is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Vice President J.D. Vance and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu stood side by side in Jerusalem today and spoke about the fragile ceasefire in Gaza. Here's Vance.
We have a very, very tough task ahead of us, which is to disarm Hamas, but rebuild Gaza, to make life better for the people in Gaza, but also to ensure that Hamas is no longer a threat to our friends in Israel. That's not easy. I think the Prime Minister knows that as well as anybody, but it's something that we're committed to in the Trump administration.
Last night, Vance visited a new facility in southern Israel where about 200 American troops are helping to monitor the ceasefire. Hamas returned the bodies of two more hostages last night. President Trump's pick to head the Office of Special Counsel is bowing out after allegations of racist text messages.
Paul Ingracia says he will not appear at a Senate nomination hearing tomorrow because he doesn't have enough Republican votes. He lost some of them after Politico published text messages from the past year in which Ingracia said he has a Nazi streak from time to time, and he called Martin Luther King Jr. the 1960s George Floyd. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer blasted the White House's vetting process.
When you think it can't get any worse from Donald Trump in the White House, it does.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
New Yorkers took to city streets en masse after masked ICE agents showed up in Chinatown.
ICE out now! ICE out now!
Federal agents rounded up street vendors suspected of selling counterfeit designer items. CBS News New York's Christina Phan with reaction from Homeland Security.
In a statement, a spokesperson condemned rioters who were, quote, shouting obscenities, became violent, and obstructed law enforcement duties. In a startling move, military-style trucks were brought in. Local leaders and immigration advocates immediately gathered to condemn the agency's actions.
None of this is about public safety. It is about fear and chaos.
In L.A., a U.S. marshal and a driver accused of being in the U.S. illegally were shot and wounded by an ICE agent during a traffic stop. The government shut down now in its 22nd day, and food banks can't keep up. Pastor Oliver Carter's wife is a furloughed federal employee.
We got a check last week, a half a check, and this week is no check coming, so we should be in line, too.
He helps run a food bank in Maryland. Track your daily steps. You may not meet as many as you think. CBS's Michael George.
A Mass General Brigham study found older women who took 4,000 steps just once or twice a week had a 27% lower risk for cardiovascular disease and a 26% lower risk of death. Notably, the health benefits were linked to how many steps were taken, rather than how many days a person was active.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick, soothing comfort for the whole family. And try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors when you need more comfort for yourself. Use as directed.
Live music on the Great White Way could be silenced tomorrow.
The union that represents Broadway musicians says if they do not have a contract by Thursday morning, they're prepared to strike immediately.
And all the jazz.
They go into mediation the day before and say they're hopeful they'll reach an agreement. If musicians walk, 23 shows would be impacted, from Chicago to Book of Mormon to Hamilton.
What's your name?
Alexander Hamilton. They've been working without a contract since August, asking for better wages and employment and income security.
Things he hasn't done.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Some demon hunters from South Korea are flexing their animated muscles.
Time for our pregame ramen.
The K-pop Demon Hunters movie not only boosted Netflix third quarter revenue by 17%, the streamers capitalizing on their popularity by teaming with Mattel and Hasbro on a line of dolls, action figures, plushies, electronics, games, and other merch. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This report on 540 WAUK is sponsored by Horizons Law Firm. Learn more about divorce coaching online at horizonslaw.com.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A new contract for Milwaukee Police. After years without one, the Milwaukee Police Association and the City of Milwaukee have reached a new tentative agreement covering most of the city's law enforcement officers. The deal was announced jointly by Mayor Cavalier Johnson and the union president. It still needs approval from union members and the Milwaukee Common Council before it can take effect. Financial details haven't been released. The agreement ends weeks of ongoing arbitration and years without a deal. The union president calls it a reasonable compromise following months of tough negotiations and public criticism. Mayor Johnson says the city is committed to public safety and fair compensation for officers. It could be last call at a popular downtown Milwaukee bar. Milwaukee's license committee is recommending to pull the Element Lounge license after multiple shootings tied to people leaving the club. Police say the bar's operation has created safety problems, but the attorney for the nightclub insists that they're being targeted for crimes that happen nearby. The issue now heads to the full Common Council, which votes November 4th on whether the bar stays open or shuts down. The southeastern Wisconsin man charged with stalking Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Jill Karofsky will have a preliminary hearing next week. Investigators say 37-year-old Ryan Thornton of Racine sent multiple threatening emails between August and October, causing the judge to fear for her safety. If convicted, he faces up to 3.5 years in prison and has been ordered to avoid contact with the judge. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Seniors on Milwaukee's north side are demanding answers after months of silence about the closure of a community center. The McGovern Senior Center shut down in August due to flooding and mold, and county officials have yet to give a date for a reopening. The alder for the area, Andrea Pratt, says she's been hearing from people who are frustrated and say that they feel shut out of the process and want transparency. She's urging the county to share their plan and to reopen the center as soon as it's safe. Pratt also encouraged seniors to attend an upcoming county to make their voices heard. There's one next Tuesday at the Mitchell Park Pavilion. Festival Foods is now officially owned by an out-of-state company. St. Louis-based Schnuck Markets completed the purchase of Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers this week. The combined company, known as the 1939 Group, operates 164 stores and employs more than 19,000 people. Festival Foods has stores in West Dallas and Hales Corners. Despite the change in ownership, Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers will keep their names, employees, and community efforts. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. The clock's ticking on Wisconsin's food share program, which could stop providing groceries in 10 days due to the federal government shutdown. Governor Tony Evers is urging leaders in Washington to act quickly to prevent hundreds of thousands of people from losing their food benefits. Those in need can reach out to 211 for food assistance and local resources. Nearly a quarter of Wisconsin's schools missed important financial deadlines last year, this according to an audit that said it included 20% of independent charter schools and 10% of choice schools. The audit from the Legislative Audit Bureau also revealing that the Department of Public Instruction took more than 2 months after the deadline just to start reviewing reports. Lawmakers say the delay harms taxpayers and schools. DPI Superintendent Jill Underley says the department is working to balance enforcement with supporting schools and their unique challenges. There are some in Madison that want to make it easier to carry guns without a license and harder for the government to regulate them. Wisconsin Republican lawmakers Tim Carpenter and Andre Jacques have introduced a plan that would let people carry concealed weapons without a permit. The bills also include tax breaks on guns and ammo. Supporters say the changes protect personal freedom. Democrats are arguing that the measures would increase gun violence. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. The proposed cell phone ban in schools is waiting for the governor. Wisconsin lawmakers have a bill to take cell phones out of classrooms. The plan would require every school district to ban students from using their phones or tablets or gaming devices during class. Senator Raquel Cabral Guevara, Republican from Appleton, says it's about getting kids to focus again.
I've had many folks within law enforcement reach out to me and say, I'm happy that these phones are not in these kids' hands during an emergency because they don't need to be sitting there and texting. They need to be making sure that they are safe, that they are listening to instructions.
Some Democrats are against the bill, saying it could make lockdowns more dangerous. The measure passed the Senate 29-4 and now heads to the governor's desk. A Navy veteran's lung transplant marks a big moment at UW Health in Madison. David Peabody became the hospital's 1,000th lung transplant patient after moving from Kentucky for surgery last year. The transplant partnership between UW Health and the VA hospital helps veterans from across the country get life-saving care. Doctors say Peabody's recovery is a powerful example of how far transplant medicine has come. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
And good morning, Milwaukee. Welcome to the 7 o'clock hour. It's all news all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks for being there. Coming up, we got sports with Mike Clemens, traffic and weather together, and more news from CBS as well. And afternoon scattered showers today. Cloudy with a high of around 49. Winds are going to gust up to about 30. Currently, it's overcast skies and 45 in Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now streaming at WAUKradio.com and tapping the Civic Media app. WAUK News Time, 7:12.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of you listening may need our services. I'm Michelle Fitzgerald, founder of Horizons Law Group in Brookfield. Every divorce is different, so we offer a range of options, including flat fee, limited scope, mediation, and traditional divorce services. Don't go it alone. Educate yourself. Call Horizons Law Group, 262-432-3600, or visit horizonslaw.com. Horizons Law Group, where we educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax title license and doc fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
For delicious Halloween treats, visit O&H Danish Bakery, where you'll find their famous Wicked Good Kringle. This decidedly decadent Kringle has a midnight chocolate filling, chocolate icing, and is topped with delightful Halloween sprinkles. There are many hand-decorated, ghoulishly good Halloween delights, so do stop in. While there, pick up several O&H Caramel Apple Cinnamon Cupcakes. They're a fall celebration in the palm of your hand. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
11 o'clock this morning on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM.
Moving right along this morning at 7:14, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Stream at WAUKradio.com and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, traffic and weather together. Right now, Mike Clemens, he's got sports.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, it's the Packers and the Steelers this week on Sunday Night Football. But head coach Matt LaFleur reminding us they're playing the Steelers, not Aaron Rodgers.
They're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who happen to have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's as simple as that. That is for you guys to talk about. We've got a lot of respect and love for Aaron. I mean, what he's done here is a Hall of Famer. This game is not about that. It's about going to Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Football. Our guys will be jacked up. It's about the Green Bay Packers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
NBA, it's the Bucks against the Wizards tonight in Milwaukee, and the debut of Miles Turner and what role he'll play on the Bucks this season.
As a center, you know, as an anchor in the back part of the defense, it's like, what you're supposed to do? The feedback has been phenomenal. It's like, you know, you're right, I don't even realize when I'm doing it. They're saying, yo, we need more of that. You know, it's not something we've had, you know, consistently in the past. Like, we need a voice. We need someone to always, like, step up and speak. So I'm just taking it on.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with Sports on Mike Clemens.
715, 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning and traffic updates as well, along with weather. Traffic and weather together. Traffic this time brought to you by Blindster.com. Good morning, Bonnie Green.
4145 southbound still stop and go between Main Street and Appleton. 4145 northbound Mayfair to Burley backed up. Southbound at Silver Spring to Capitol. 89441 southbound at Lincoln Avenue, a stall on the right shoulder. 94 westbound tight 25th to Mitchell Boulevard. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Sponsored by Blindster.com. Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, they'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
540 WAUK Milwaukee Forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy, blustery, and cold today with a few scattered light showers, highs in the upper 40s to near 50. An isolated shower this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy, lows in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny on Thursday with highs in the lower 50s. Right now, it's 42.
I'm thinking a bowl of chili for lunch today. Overcast skies in Milwaukee and winds are out of the west at 14, gusting to 24. Coming up, CBS News Money Watch, WAUK News Time, 7:16.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's warm-up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Streaming at WAUKradio.com and tapping your Civic Media app. Coming up, an update from CBS News. And right now, Money Watch from CBS. WAUK News Time, 7:18.
CBS Money Watch.
Amazon Web Services is operational again after a massive outage earlier Monday rippled across thousands of internet sites around the world. Workers could pay 6 to 7% more for their employer-sponsored health plans next year, according to a survey from consulting firm Mercer. The study found several reasons for the jump, including costly treatments like GLP-1 weight loss drugs, plus an aging population that uses more medical services. And a familiar holiday treat is getting a new look this year to mark its 40th anniversary. This year, those iconic Little Debbie Christmas treat cakes will feature special Santa Claus packaging. That's your CBS News Money Watch report. I'm Jesse Mitchell.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Keep your career moving forward with growth opportunities, great pay and benefits, and one of the country's top workplaces. Go to careers.progressive.com and apply today.
7:19, happy Wednesday, October 22nd, 2025. Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. I'm Dan Haney with you. Thanks for being there. Coming up, local news from Stuart J. Waddles. Leslie Lotto has got state news. Mike Levins has got sports, traffic, and weather together as well. All coming up next for you. CBS News coming up. And the forecast for today, scattered showers in the afternoon. Cloudy with a high of around 49. Winds gusting at about 30. Currently in Milwaukee, overcast skies and 45. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Stream at waukradio.com.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Vice President J.D. Vance and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu stood side by side in Jerusalem today and spoke about the fragile ceasefire in Gaza. Here's Vance.
We have a very, very tough task ahead of us, which is to disarm Hamas, but rebuild Gaza to make life better for the people in Gaza, but also to ensure that Hamas is no longer a threat to our friends in Israel. That's not easy. I think the Prime Minister knows that as well as anybody, but it's something that we're committed to in the Trump administration.
Last night, Vance visited a new facility in southern Israel where about 200 American troops are helping to monitor the ceasefire. Hamas returned the bodies of two more hostages last night. President Trump's pick to head the Office of Special Counsel is bowing out after allegations of racist text messages.
Paul Ingracia says he will not appear at a Senate nomination hearing tomorrow because he doesn't have enough Republican votes. He lost some of them after Politico published text messages from the past year in which Ingracia said he has a Nazi streak from time to time, and he called Martin Luther King Jr. the 1960s George Floyd. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer blasted the White House's vetting process.
When you think it can't get any worse from Donald Trump in the White House, it does.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
New Yorkers took to city streets en masse after masked ICE agents showed up in Chinatown.
ICE out now! ICE out now!
Federal agents rounded up street vendors suspected of selling counterfeit designer items. CBS News New York's Christina Phan with reaction from Homeland Security.
In a statement, a spokesperson condemned rioters who were, quote, shouting obscenities, became violent, and obstructed law enforcement duties. In a startling move, military-style trucks were brought in. Local leaders and immigration advocates immediately gathered to condemn the agency's actions.
None of this is about public safety. It is about fear and chaos.
In L.A., a U.S. Marshal and a driver accused of being in the U.S. illegally were shot and wounded by an ICE agent during a traffic stop. The government shut down now in its 22nd day, and food banks can't keep up. Pastor Oliver Carter's wife is a furloughed federal employee.
We got a check last week, a half a check, and this week is no check coming, so we should be in line, too.
He helps run a food bank in Maryland. Track your daily steps. You may not meet as many as you think. CBS's Michael George.
A Mass General Brigham study found older women who took 4,000 steps just once or twice a week had a 27% lower risk for cardiovascular disease and a 26% lower risk of death. Notably, the health benefits were linked to how many steps were taken, rather than how many days a person was active.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick, soothing comfort for the whole family. And try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors when you need more comfort for yourself. Use as directed.
Live music on the Great White Way could be silenced tomorrow.
The union that represents Broadway musicians says if they do not have a contract by Thursday morning, they're prepared to strike immediately.
And all the jazz.
They go into mediation the day before and say they're hopeful they'll reach an agreement. If musicians walk, 23 shows would be impacted, from Chicago to Book of Mormon to Hamilton.
What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton.
They've been working without a contract since August, asking for better wages and employment and income security.
Things he hasn't done.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Some demon hunters from South Korea are flexing their animated muscles.
Time for our pregame ramen.
The K-pop Demon Hunters movie not only boosted Netflix third quarter revenue by 17%, the streamers capitalizing on their popularity by teaming with Mattel and Hasbro on a line of dolls, action figures, plushies, electronics, games, and other merch. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
All news all morning, WAUK.
And good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. A little bit of breaking news. You might be waking up to a power outage.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk.
All news all morning, WAUK.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Brew City police bargaining is over. The Milwaukee Police Association and Mayor Cavalier Johnson have reached a tentative police contract agreement. It didn't come without a public back and forth. The union president accused the city and mayor of insulting officers with inadequate raises and slow negotiations. Mayor Johnson pushed back against some of the union demands and rejected the union-backed idea of deploying the National Guard to address crime. Despite the words, both sides call the New Deal a reasonable compromise that still requires union and a common council approval. Earlier this year, Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman was given a new four-year contract. His raise brings his salary to $243,000 annually, a jump of about 33% from his previous pay. After reports that Milwaukee bus drivers were told not to collect fares, Congressman Brian Stile wants to step in. He's introducing a bill called the No Free Rides Act. It would require cities to make sure passengers pay up or risk losing federal funding. Stile says Milwaukee County's fare policy has already cost the system millions and isn't fair to rule-following riders. MCTS argues that the approach was about driver safety, not giveaways. Stile says the plan is about accountability and protecting taxpayers. A night out at Danny Boy's Bar in Horicon took a fiery turn when a disgruntled customer allegedly set the place on fire Monday night. Dodge County investigators say the fire forced a tenant living above the bar to seek refuge on the roof before an officer rescued them with the help of a nearby ladder. Firefighters were able to put out the fire and evacuate everyone's safety. The suspect, a 42-year-old man from Eustisford, faces multiple felony charges, including arson. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Milwaukee County is set to get a big boost for its roads this quarter with more than $10 million in transportation aid. The city of Milwaukee alone gets over $7 million, with communities like Franklin, West Allis, and Wauwatosa also getting hundreds of thousands each. The funding is part of a statewide $145 million investment announced by Governor Tony Evers, the largest transportation aid payout ever. From Milwaukee to the majors, and now to the World Series. UW-Milwaukee alumni Dalton Varsho is heading to baseball's biggest stage with the Toronto Blue Jays, who clinched their first World Series appearance since 1993. Varsho knocked out two key hits in Game 7 against Seattle, driving in a run to help seal the deal. The Marshfield native already made history as UWM's first big league player. The World Series starts Friday. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto at the Civic Media State News Desk. A new audit reveals nearly 25% of schools in Wisconsin have missed their financial reporting deadlines. The report from the Legislative Audit Bureau last year says the Department of Public Instruction did not even start reviewing submitted reports until more than 2 months after the deadline. DPI Superintendent Jill Underley says the department's working to improve communication and enforcement. Lawmakers warn the constant issues hurt taxpayers and the quality of education. A new bill at the Wisconsin Capitol is stirring up debate about abortion care. Republicans say their proposal protects doctors performing life-saving procedures so they are not punished under state abortion laws. Opponents, including several medical organizations, are arguing that it adds confusion and uses political language instead of medical terms. Supporters say they hope it'll ease fears among doctors treating dangerous pregnancies. Governor Evers says that he will veto the bill if it passes. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A ban on cell phones in Wisconsin classrooms heads to the governor's desk after passing both chambers. The bill would force school districts to stop students from using their cellular devices during class, except in emergencies or with a teacher's permission. Some Democrats are calling the move unnecessary and even risky. State Senator Melissa Ratcliffe says phones can be vital in a lockdown.
Following a shooting or a community-wide emergency, a quick text message or a call is often the only way that a parent can confirm their child is safe or vice versa, mitigating widespread panic and unnecessary delays for first responders.
The measure cleared the Senate 29-4 and faces uncertainty with the governor. Two familiar names are making another run in Wisconsin politics. Fond du Lac County DA Eric Toney announcing that he is running for attorney general again after losing to Josh Call in 2022. And Racine businessman Will Martin says that he is running for lieutenant governor. Wisconsin sports, today's forecast, traffic and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
It's 7:30. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. Traffic update, stop and go traffic on 94 westbound between 25th Street and Mitchell Boulevard. We'll have Bonnie Green's updated traffic as well, and a detailed forecast coming up too. Mike Clem is in sports, currently in Milwaukee. We've got overcast skies in 45. WAUK News Time, 7:31.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixings. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Tired of constant home maintenance? Make your home maintenance-free with Jeff Costanzo, LLC. From aluminum door and window wraps to soffit fascia, seamless gutters, and leaf guard, Jeff's got you covered. Durable, low-maintenance solutions that keep your home looking great year after year. Call Jeff today at 262-497-6797 for your free estimate. That's 262-497-6797. Jeff Costanzo, LLC. Quality, maintenance-free, and worry-free to make your life easier.
Hi, it's Jane Mattmeyer.
Hi, it's Greg Bach.
I'm Calvin.
Join us weekdays 9 to 11 across the Civic Media Radio Network for Mattmeyer on Air.
We cover all the news coming out that directly affects us as Wisconsinites.
And we lighten things up in hour number 2 with a segment called Audio Sorbet, and this shouldn't be a thing. We hope you can join us.
Mattmeyer on Air, weekday mornings at 9 on 540 WAUK and 100.3 FM.
7:33, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, traffic and weather together. A couple of stop-and-go traffic spots throughout the freeway system. Bonnie Green will update on that. Will update us on that. Also, a weather forecast from our meteorologists. And right now, Mike Clemens and WAUK Sports.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, it's the Packers and the Steelers this week on Sunday Night Football. But head coach Matt LaFleur reminding us they're playing the Steelers, not Aaron Rodgers.
We're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who happen to have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's as simple as that. That is for you guys to talk about. We've got a lot of respect and love for Aaron. I mean, what he's done here is a Hall of Famer. This game is not about that. It's about going to Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Football. Our guys will be jacked up. It's about the Green Bay Packers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
NBA, it's the Bucks against the Wizards tonight in Milwaukee, and the debut of Miles Turner and what role he'll play on the Bucks this season.
As a center, you know, as an anchor in the back part of the defense, it's like, what you're supposed to do? The feedback has been phenomenal. It's like, you know, you're right, I don't even realize when I'm doing it. They're saying, yo, we need more of that. You know, it's not something we've had, you know, consistently in the past. Like, we need a voice. We need someone to always, like, step up and speak. So I'm just taking it on.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Traffic and weather together. It's 7:34 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Traffic is sponsored by Blindster.com. We say good morning to Bonnie Green.
4145 southbound stop-and-go delay Main Street to Appleton. 43 northbound at North Avenue, a crash on the right shoulder. 4394 southbound at Howard, an accident on the right shoulder. And 4145 northbound Mayfair to Burleigh is backed up. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Sponsored by Blindster.com. What if they can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, they can't, but they can guarantee you'll save a lot of money on blinds at their company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com.
540 WAUK Milwaukee Forecast.
This report on WAUK is sponsored by Pickleball Kingdom, just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road, Menominee Falls. Pickleball Kingdom.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy, blustery, and cold today with a few scattered light showers, highs in the upper 40s to near 50. An isolated shower this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy, lows in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny on Thursday with highs in the lower 50s. Right now, it's 42.
Thank you, Brandon. Overcast skies in Milwaukee in 45, Windsor West at 16, gusting at 28. Coming up, Pam Yonke, the host of the Midwest Farm Report. She has our updated agribusiness news. It's coming up next on WAUK 540 and 100.3 FM.
Everyone's playing pickleball, and Pickleball Kingdom in Menominee Falls is where it's at.
This is Donald Driver. Listen up. You never know who you'll see.
With 17 pro courts, there's no waiting around. Court times that fit your schedule, plus an impressive pro shop, event space, full locker rooms with showers, and a bar with big screens. Or catch the action live. Just a half mile north of Silver Spring Drive off Pilgrim Road. Follow Pickleball Kingdom on Instagram or Facebook. Pickleball Kingdom, Menominee Falls.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
And good morning, it's 7:38, coming up on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, an update from CBS News, and local news as well from Stuart J. Waddles in the WAUK newsroom. Pam Yonke, host of the Midwest Farm Report, heard weekdays here at 5 a.m. on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, and now it's agribusiness news.
The information vacuum continues to take a toll on commodities. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says without reliable data from government agencies like the U.S. Department of Agriculture, traders turn to things like social media as streams of information. Not necessarily always reliable, definitely not something that can always be verified, but he says they trade it anyhow.
Very much so, and obviously in our modern world of trading now too, with the algo traders and you know they're searching headlines and anything that comes from the administration or just news anywhere just triggers market reaction, and that's some of the volatility that we got in all these markets right now. It makes it just very difficult to manage for producers in terms of protecting risks, things along those lines.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He said now, because it's so late in October, he fears that if the government doesn't reopen soon, the November World Ag Supply Demand Report will be on the chopping block. He said all the information they release in the November report actually collected in October.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, trends,
Farm
Vet.
At Steffes Auctioneers, we don't just sell, we guide. Knowing what your equipment or land is worth isn't just a number, it's clarity. It's the first step in making smart decisions for your future. That's why we offer honest, market-based valuations with no pressure to sell. Just insight you can trust. Start with the conversation or start with the valuation. Steffes Auctioneers. We don't just sell, we guide. Not sure where to start? Let's talk. Visit steffesgroup.com right now. That's steffesgroup.com.
On Tuesday, the barrel cheese gained a quarter of a cent to 177.5. 40-pound block cheese was down three at 176.5, and AA butter stood still at $1.58 a pound. This morning, the November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is right now up 18 cents at 17.16 a hundredweight. December's up two, 16.53 a hundredweight. Currently, December corn is unchanged at 420. March corn unchanged at 434. We've got November soybeans up 2 at 10.33. January soybeans currently 2 cents stronger at 10.51. And July new crop wheat down a penny right now at 5.38.5. I'm Pam Yonke.
Thank you, Pam. It's 7:41, 5:40 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. I'm Dan Haney. Thanks to you for being there. Coming up, Stuart J. Waddles with a local news update. From our WAUK newsroom, Leslie Lotto has got the state news cover from the Civic Media State News Desk. Sports with Mike Clemens, traffic update with Bonnie Green, and our meteorologist with our detailed forecast. Speaking of which, afternoon scattered showers coming up, cloudy skies in 49. Winds are going to gust at about 30, currently in Milwaukee, overcast skies and 45. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Stream at waukradio.com.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Los Angeles, where a U.S. Marshal and a driver were shot and wounded by an ICE agent during a chaotic traffic stop. Correspondent Tom Hansen has our top story.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says the driver, Carlitos Ricardo Padillas, a suspected undocumented immigrant, rammed his car into agents' vehicles during the stop and refused to obey orders. Authorities say that's when a federal agent opened fire, hitting and injuring Padillas and a U.S. Marshal. Padillas, a TikToker who goes by Richard L.A., is known for documenting immigration enforcement activity in Southern California.
He's scheduled to appear in court today. Protesters in New York descended on the streets of Chinatown as masked ICE agents tried to round up suspected undocumented street vendors. The New York Times reporting President Trump wants the federal government to pay him $230 million in compensation for taking him to court during his first term.
If I get money from our country, I'll do something nice with it, like give it to charity or give it to the White House while we restore the White House.
Vice President J.D. Vance meets with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem in a bid to shore up the peace plan for Gaza and a fragile ceasefire.
Israel, honestly, with our Gulf Arab allies, can play a very positive leadership role in this region.
to where, frankly, the United States can care less about the Middle East because our allies in the region are stepping up.
Hamas returned the bodies of two more hostages last night. 13 remain in Gaza. Tourists in Paris are streaming into the Louvre for the first time since a smash-and-grab team of thieves made off with more than $100 million worth of French crown jewels Sunday.
Bree Floyd of Florida waited in a long line to get into the Louvre today. She and her group are being extra cautious with their own safety.
Just look out for each other because you literally don't know what happened in broad daylight.
100 investigators have joined the search for the stolen jewels and the suspects. Criminologist Elaine Bauer says the security guards union at the Louvre had warned in June they were short-staffed.
Nobody listened. Until something dramatic happened.
France's culture minister says the museum security system was working properly. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Are you thinking about cashing in? CBS's Jesse Mitchell says most of us are ignoring financial advice.
9 in 10 Americans say they don't plan on waiting until they turn 70 to collect Social Security, according to a new study by investment firm Schroders. Recipients that delay receiving benefits for 3 years past the full retirement age of 67 can get a 30% bump in monthly payments.
Dow futures are down 44, NAS futures off 86. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get 2 unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Arizona's top lawyer makes a move to get the state's newest member of Congress sworn in.
Arizona's Attorney General Chris Mays is suing the U.S. House of Representatives for its continued failure by House Speaker Mike Johnson to swear in Arizona Representative-elect Adelita Grijalva. Mays says Johnson's obstruction transcends petty partisan politics. Johnson reacts to the lawsuit.
It's patently absurd. We run the House. She has no jurisdiction. We're following the precedent.
Mays says Johnson is disenfranchising an entire congressional district. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Prescott, Arizona.
Too early. A lot of people in Birmingham, England think so. They're saying bah humbug after the city council gave the go-ahead to erect a 65-foot tree in a public square ahead of Halloween. Critics say the lawmakers should deal with an ongoing sanitation worker strike first that's left the street cluttered with litter. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. A little bit of breaking news. You might be waking up to a power outage.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk.
All news all morning.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A new contract for Milwaukee Police. After years without one, the Milwaukee Police Association and the City of Milwaukee have reached a new tentative agreement covering most of the city's law enforcement officers. The deal was announced jointly by Mayor Cavalier Johnson and the union president. It still needs approval from union members and the Milwaukee Common Council before it can take effect. Financial details haven't been released. The agreement ends weeks of ongoing arbitration and years without a deal. The union president calls it a reasonable compromise following months of tough negotiations and public criticism. Mayor Johnson says the city is committed to public safety and fair compensation for officers. It could be last call at a popular downtown Milwaukee bar. Milwaukee's license committee is recommending to pull the Element Lounge license after multiple shootings tied to people leaving the club.
Police say the bar's operation has created safety problems, but the attorney for the nightclub insists that they're being targeted for crimes that happen nearby. The issue now heads to the full Common Council, which votes November 4th on whether the bar stays open or shuts down. The southeastern Wisconsin man charged with stalking Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Jill Karofsky will have a preliminary hearing next week. Investigators say 37-year-old Ryan Thornton of Racine sent multiple threatening emails between August and October, causing the judge to fear for her safety. If convicted, he faces up to 3.5 years in prison and has been ordered to avoid contact with the judge. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Seniors on Milwaukee's north side are demanding answers after months of silence about the closure of a community center. The McGovern Senior Center shut down in August due to flooding and mold, and county officials have yet to give a date for a reopening. The alder for the area, Andrea Pratt, says she's been hearing from people who are frustrated and say that they feel shut out of the process and want transparency. She's urging the county to share their plan and to reopen the center as soon as it's safe. Pratt also encouraged seniors to attend an upcoming county budget meeting to make their voices heard. There's one next Tuesday at the Mitchell Park Pavilion. Festival Foods is now officially owned by an out-of-state company. St. Louis-based Schnuck Markets completed the purchase of Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers this week. The combined company, known as the 1939 Group, operates 164 stores and employs more than 19,000 people. Festival Foods has stores in West Dallas and Hales Corners. Despite the change in ownership, Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers will keep their names, employees, and community efforts. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
And I'm Leslie Lotto from the Civic Media State News Desk. The clock's ticking on Wisconsin's food share program, which could stop providing groceries in 10 days due to the federal government shutdown. Governor Tony Evers is urging leaders in Washington to act quickly to prevent hundreds of thousands of people from losing their food benefits. Those in need can reach out to 211 for food assistance and local resources. Nearly a quarter of Wisconsin's schools missed important financial deadlines last year, this according to an audit that said it included 20% of independent charter schools and 10% of choice schools. The audit from the Legislative Audit Bureau also revealing that the Department of Public Instruction took more than 2 months after the deadline just to start reviewing reports. Lawmakers say the delay harms taxpayers and schools. DPI Superintendent Jill Underly says the department is working to balance enforcement with supporting schools and their unique challenges. There are some in Madison that want to make it easier to carry guns without a license and harder for the government to regulate them. Wisconsin Republican lawmakers Tim Carpenter and Andre Jacques have introduced a plan that would let people carry concealed weapons without a permit. The bills also include tax breaks on guns and ammo. Supporters say the changes protect personal freedom. Democrats are arguing that the measures would increase gun violence. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. The proposed cell phone ban in schools is waiting for the governor. Wisconsin lawmakers have a bill to take cell phones out of classrooms. The plan would require every school district to ban students from using their phones or tablets or gaming devices during class. Senator Raquel Cabral Guevara, Republican from Appleton, says it's about getting kids to focus again.
I have had many folks within law enforcement reach out to me and say, I'm happy that these phones are not in these kids' hands during an emergency because they don't need to be sitting there and texting. They need to be making sure that they are safe, that they are listening to instructions.
Some Democrats are against the bill, saying it could make lockdowns more dangerous. The measure passed the Senate 29-4 and now heads to the governor's desk. A Navy veteran's lung transplant marks a big moment at UW Health in Madison. David Peabody became the hospital's 1,000th lung transplant patient after moving from Kentucky for surgery last year. The transplant partnership between UW Health and the VA hospital helps veterans from across the country get life-saving care. Doctors say Peabody's recovery is a powerful example of how far transplant medicine has come. Wisconsin Sports, today's forecast, traffic, and road delays next. All news all morning on 540 AM and 100.3 FM, WAUK.
And good morning, it's 7:53. How are you, Milwaukee? It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, Mike Lemons has got sports, traffic and weather together as well. Traffic hotspot, stop and go traffic on 94 eastbound between 92nd Street and the Stadium Interchange. Delays about 8 minutes. We'll get the rest of them from Bonnie Green in just a bit. Again, Mike Lemons in sports coming up next. WAUK News Time 7:54.
Before you start decorating and finalizing holiday plans with your family and friends, remember to make certain that your home will be snug and warm for all your upcoming get-togethers. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today and tell them you'd like to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters do the rest. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Something new is waking up Racine, the new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat, a menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart, they're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
Are your walls looking tired, faded, or just ready for a change? Give your home the refresh it deserves with Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter you can trust. Jeff and his professional team bring precision, care, and the perfect colors to make every room feel brand new. Living rooms, bedrooms, kitchens, hallways, they handle it all. Call Anton Painting and Decorating today at 262-939-4244 and brighten your home with a flawless finish you'll love. Anton Painting and Decorating, your neighborhood painter.
It's all news all morning on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. If you miss a newscast, you can find the updates at waukradio.com or sign up for our WAUK weekly newsletter. You'll find the form on the website. Log on to waukradio.com. You'll find the full menu of civic media offerings throughout the day and all week long on WAUK on 100.3 FM.
7:56. Good morning, Milwaukee. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. I'm Dan Hannes, now serving all news all morning. Handful of traffic hotspots. We'll have Bonnie Green address it a bit. Mike Lemons, he's got sports.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, it's the Packers and the Steelers this week on Sunday Night Football. But head coach Matt LaFleur reminding us they're playing the Steelers, not Aaron Rodgers.
They're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who happen to have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's as simple as that. That is for you guys to talk about. We've got a lot of respect and love for Aaron. I mean, what he's done here is a Hall of Famer. This game is not about that. It's about going to Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Football. Our guys will be jacked up. It's about the Green Bay Packers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
NBA, it's the Bucks against the Wizards tonight in Milwaukee and the debut of Miles Turner and what role he'll play on the Bucks this season.
As a center, you know, as an anchor in the back part of the defense, it's like, what you're supposed to do? The feedback has been phenomenal. It's like, you know, you're right. I don't even realize when I'm doing it. They're saying, yo, we need more of that. You know, it's not something we've had, you know, consistently in the past. Like, we need a voice. We need someone to always, like, step up and speak. So I'm just taking it on.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with Sports on Mike Clemens.
7:57, it's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning, weekdays between 6 and 9. And traffic as well and weather together three times an hour. This one sponsored by Traffic Update, that is, by Blindster.com. We say good morning to Bonnie Green.
Very busy roads right now. An accident on 43 northbound on the right shoulder at North Avenue. The backup starts at the Marquette Interchange. 4145 northbound jammed up Mayfair to Burleigh. Southbound Appleton to Capitol is still heavy. And big delays on 94 eastbound 92nd to the Stadium Interchange. I'm Bonnie Green, and that's your latest total traffic.
Thanks, Bonnie. Drive carefully. It's sponsored by Blindster.com, the traffic that is. What if they can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, they can't, but they can guarantee you'll save a lot of money on blinds at Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com. 540
WAUK, Milwaukee forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy, blustery, and cold today with a few scattered light showers, highs in the upper 40s to near 50. An isolated shower this evening, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy, lows in the upper 30s. Mostly sunny on Thursday with highs in the lower 50s. Currently, it's 44.
Also, overcast skies in Milwaukee, winds are west at 16, gusting at 28. Coming up, CBS News Money Watch, WAUK News Time is 7:59.
Ready to love your space or build a new one? Royal Construction can make it happen. From custom new home builds to stunning kitchen and bathroom remodels, decks, siding, masonry, and more. Specializing in concrete and beautiful stamp designs to give your home that extra touch of style and durability. Fully licensed, insured, and committed to quality work that lasts. Big project or small, they bring visions to life on time and on budget. Call Royal Construction today, 414-295-1794, or visit their Facebook page. Build something amazing together.
CBS Money Watch.
OpenAI has unveiled Atlas, its new web browser that's poised to take on Google Chrome. The company says the search engine is built with ChatGPT at its core, with settings that allow the browser to remember previous chats and searches. 9 in 10 Americans say they don't plan on waiting until they turn 70 to collect Social Security, according to a new study by investment firm Schroders. And Netflix is looking to capitalize on the success of its K-pop Demon Hunters film. The company says it has inked the licensing partnership with Mattel and Hasbro to develop toys, games, and other merchandise based on the breakout movie's characters. That's your CBS News Money Watch report. I'm Jesse Mitchell.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
And good morning, Milwaukee. It's 8 o'clock. It's 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Now serving all news all morning. Coming up, we have CBS News and local news from our news director in the WAUK newsroom, Stuart J. Waddles. Thanks for being there, Milwaukee. Good morning to you.
We're a civic media station.